All right, it is 9:12 p.m. on February 24th, Wednesday, 2020, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. All right, a pretty slow news week. Not a lot going on. The schedules were released, and they look about how you expect they would look. Teams that missed games they couldn't make up in the second half of the season, or in the first half of the season, I'm sorry, now have more games in the second half of the season, and teams that have had few games canceled have very little games to make up, and generally an easier schedule, so should see a different, you're going to see some, like, you're going to see the Jazz win, like, 60 games and things like that, just because their second half schedule is so easy, and they've already missed most of their games, so, or made up some of their games, so it's going to be pretty smooth for them. Other news, Kyrie says Kobe should be the NBA logo. Surprisingly enough, Jerry West agrees. Well, not that surprisingly, if you know Jerry West. Jerry West would do anything he could to get his face off that logo. Dude does not like that. He does not want to be the logo. Jerry West wants to play golf and consult for basketball teams and be left alone. He would be happy for Kobe to take his place there, or just about anybody, because anytime anyone asks him if, you know, X or Y should be on the logo, he says, oh, yeah, sure. So, yeah, I don't know. The whole Kobe def cult thing is really hard for me. It's too much. I get it, but it's been a year, and I get it, but man, that thing, it's, you know, everybody deals with it their own way, and like, my way is to just not want to think about it and not want to talk about it anymore, and unfortunately, that is not how a lot of people feel, so yeah, I definitely hope they don't make the logo the Kobe. So, I don't know. I'd probably get over it eventually. Anyway, speaking of Kobe, All-Star, the All-Star reserves have been released. That's the word. Some pretty big snubs. Mike Conley is playing great on the team with the best record in the league. He didn't make it. Although I guess you could argue, you know, because Donovan Mitchell is the face of that team, that's probably why he made it instead of Conley. And the Jazz had two All-Stars, so it makes sense. Maybe, but you could argue for them to have three. It would have been a good argument for sure. But the biggest snub is definitely Sabonis. It just doesn't make any sense at all. He's having one of the best seasons ever in the NBA, not one of the best seasons in this year's NBA. Like, he's having something like a top 20 season in the NBA statistically right now, and he didn't make an All-Star game. It's weird for sure. It's the oddest thing ever. He did better in fan voting than he did in media and player voting, so that doesn't make a lot of sense. The fans are the ones who are supposed to be ignorant on these sort of things, and they were closer to being correct than the media and the players were. Even though Indiana is such a small market team, the fans still seem a little bit better. So yeah, that's weird. I'm not going to say hopefully a person in the East falls out, because I'm not going to hope for such a thing, but if it does happen, then I know who's I think is going to get that spot there for sure, so hope it happens. No, I don't hope it happens. I don't know. I guess I hope he somehow ends up on the All-Star team, but not at the expense of somebody getting hurt. Maybe like somebody in the East deciding they need rest or something like that. That would be a good way to get him on there, so I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of, I'm not going to do a good segue here. I'm going to drop the segue. Team of the week. Team of the week is the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets, they get the nod for their really strong LA road trip. Utah finally lost a game. So just that's all. I mean, they're destroying the Lakers right now. But just I don't want to have the same team beat a team in a week every week. So just that excuse of losing one game, I'm going to go ahead and put the Nets on there just because the Nets look so dominant. It probably is Utah still, but just for the sake of having some other team on there, I'm going to go ahead and say Brooklyn Nets. They are the team of the week. Embarrassment of the week? Speaking of teams with all-stars, the Boston Celtics. Two all-stars and five games under 500. They are currently 3-7 over the last 10. They just got finished getting blown out by the Hawks. Now, I thought very much about putting the Lakers on here just because they've been so terrible the past week. But the Lakers have been terrible. But they, and like that collapse against Washington was bad, but they didn't get blown out by the Wizards. The Celtics very much just got blown out by the Hawks. So yeah, it's definitely them. Things are looking shaky for Brad Stevens. It might be time for him to go. It's not his fault, or maybe it is his fault, but they're not listening to him right now, that's for sure. So it's a rough situation. They probably need to make a change, but they probably won't, because, I mean, Brad Stevens is a good coach, but you invest all that money in this roster and they stop listening to the coach? Sometimes you have to do tough things to save a season. I don't know. Maybe they have a trade that will fix everything, but I don't know. It's not looking great for them. So yeah, times are rough in Boston. Definitely the embarrassment of the week. Not in basketball. I'm going to talk about Queen's Gambit. I'm a little late to this show, or a lot late to this show. It's a show about chess, but it's still pretty good. It's pretty good despite having a bunch of 50s and 60s shit in it. It's just a well-told story, well-acted, good, thoughtful special effects, which sounds funny to say in a show about chess, but it's solid. It's a really entertaining thing. And even if you don't like chess, and even if you hate the 50s, and even if you hate the 60s, I think you might enjoy the show, because it's just a good show for sure. Anyway, that's going to go ahead and do it for this week. Keep it real, my beautiful friends.